Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the fifth shir. Rambam Hilchos Melachim, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. And in the previous shiurim, we've seen the Yisod that when somebody becomes a Ger Toshav, they are no longer members of the Amalekite people or the Shiva Amimin. And Mimela, there's no din of Hariga anymore. The Rambam doesn't have to mention that because it's not the Rambam is talking about. The Rambam here is talking about making Shalom. It's part of making Shalom. So there has to be Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs. So that's talking about the other nations. But here, this is not the din of making Shalom. This is the din of making them Oysa Malik. They were Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs. That's not what the Rambam is talking about. Rambam's not talking about becoming a non-Amalekite. The Rambam is talking about how to make Shalom. Not about how to not be the gather of Amalek and Sheva Amin anymore. Therefore, he doesn't mention it. A kopan in the Yisod that we saw was that when somebody becomes when he accepts the Sheva Mitzvah Noch, it's a Nuchalos, he's called the Ger Toshav, and Memela, he has now, so to speak, converted out of Amalek and the Shiva Amimin. So that's the Yisod HaDvarim that we saw, and again, this is the fifth Shir, so we've already covered a lot, Baruch Hashem, we still have a lot more to talk about, Siyata Dishmaya. As Achshav Anachno Afshal Nebevinim, et Masha Kotev HaRamban Ala Torah, BeParashat Shoftim, Masha Ketuv HaSifri Sham, right? That's how the parsha of calling out l'shalom begins. And the Sifri says that this parsha is talking about melchemes rishus. So Ramban Shalom omer, shelo ba lishlol din shalom b'melchemet mitzvah, ela kavana she'aparasha b'sofa techalek bein shtei ha'melchemot. Aval kriya l'shalom hi afilu b'melchemet mitzvah. In other words, the Ramban says that we're not coming to negate the din of shalom, that there's no kriya l'shalom when we're dealing with a melchemes mitzvah, but rather what this means is that the parsha in the end is going to distinguish between the two types of melchemes. But the kriya l'shalom is even melchemes mitzvah. So the Ramban says that even though it says in the Sifri that the kriya l'shalom is talking about melchemes rishus, it's not talking about melchemes rishus dafka, it's meaning this parsha. The Kriya L'Shalom is for everybody, both Melchemes Rishus and Melchemes Mitzvah. The only thing is that the parsha later on, we're going to distinguish between the two Melchemes Rishus and Mitzvah. And therefore, when later on, we're talking about Dafka Melchemes Rishus, not Melchemes Mitzvah. We make the distinction. But the Kriya L'Shalom is even a Melchemes Mitzvah. That's the Ramban. You can look there in the Ramban. B'Pshuta, what is he referring to when he says it's B'Sofa? He's referring to the case where the pasuk that talks about killing the nekevus in the taf below a shlim, where the pasuk says that when it comes to the shiva amimin, even the women and children are killed if they don't make shalom. Why is that? Because that's the din of the shiva amimin. The din of the shiva amimin is lo tzachai kol neshama. So it doesn't pasuk get dalet. In other words, you hit the Zacharim, that's Pasuk Yud Gimel. That's Pasuk Yud Gimel. You smite the Zacharim, you kill the Zacharim. The women, the children, you keep alive. And then Vayter, it says, but when it comes to the Shiva Amimin, lo yitzachaya kol neshama. So the Chor, that's what the Ramban is referring to when he says, B'Soifa, we're mechalik between Melchemes Rishus and Melchemes Mitzvah. Frek the Mizrahi, this is explicit in the pasuk. So why do we have to darshan at the beginning of the parasha? Why do we need the sifri to come and tell us? Oh, you should know that we're distinguishing between melchemes rishus and melchemes mitzvah. When it is explicit in the parasha, the Ramban says that referring to something that's explicit in the parasha, whether we kill only the zacharim or even the nekevus and the netaf. As echzi acholiot she hamidrash tzich leagid lano ez chiluk shekatuv mefurash b'pasukim. So we discussed this in Halacha Aleph. The Lechem Mishnah writes in Halacha Aleph, B'Kavanas HaRamban, She'enu le'inyan harigas taf v'noshim, Ela le'inyan bakoshes ha'shaloi. Lo medubar po haRamban mechalek bein harigat taf v'noshim. HaRamban mechalek le'inyan bakashat shalom. That by other milchames, it's enough to have mas in avdus. And by the Zion Amimin, you need Kabbalas Sheva Mitzvahs. And he writes that the Ramban is l'shitaso. You can see there in the Lecha Mishnah, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. So according to the Lecha Mishnah, it comes out that the Ramban is not being mechalek between the two wars. When it comes to Arigas Tafanoshim, that talk is explicit in the Pasuk. But rather, the Ramban is talking about seeking out peace, seeking out peace. That by other Mulchamas, for peace, it's enough mas ve'avdus. And by the Shiva Amimin, you also need Kabbalas and Mitzvahs, the Ramban, l'shita. So that's the Lechem Mishnah. But we still have to understand, because the Ramban said it's totally b'soifa parsha. And b'soifa parsha, we have this inyan of Harigas Tafin Noshim. V'inyan Zayin Mitzvahs Ma'an Yano l'sofa parsha. If we're ketuv b'soifa parsha, inyan shel Zayin Mitzvahs, it's not even written there. This is a very difficult Lechem Mishnah to understand. He says, that's the chilek of the Rambam, l'inyan Zayin Mitzvahs, Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. That it doesn't apply to the other nations, only to Tamalik and the seven nations. Aval mazeh kashur, mazeh ma'anyano l'sofa parasha. Sham zeh lo katuv b'sofa parasha. V'Ramban omer shezeh b'sofa parasha. V'chein sh'Ramban sham akati lo nachit le'inyan zayin mitzvah l'chalek b'zeh bein mechemes mechashus mechemes mitzvah. So to say that that's what the Ramban is referring to is difficult because the Rambam doesn't get into that chiluk yet. The Rambam only gets into that chiluk later on. But he doesn't get into that chiluk. According to the Lecha Mishnah, the Ramban already explained it earlier. But he didn't. The Rambam only talks about it later. The Rambam only makes an explicit distinction later. So to say he alludes earlier to what he's going to say but explicitly later, then the Ramban should have told us that. It's more likely that later on when he said it, he said it. And when he didn't say it, he didn't say it. At the beginning, he didn't say it. He just says, Mulchamas. He just says that it's that the parsha is going to be mechalek in the end between the two Mulchamas. But he doesn't say it's talking about Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. V'chein. Yiksha kol panim mea sifri, ledat haramba, shegam b'sha'ar milchamot, tzarich kabbalat sheva mitzvot, v'shuv ba'al korchecha, lo al ze ma'ri ha'sifri. ואם כן יהיה מבואר מזה, שאין במלחמת רשות דין קבלת שלום, אין שם בלחם משנה שכך יקשה. That we have a kashan from the Sifri, Akol Panim Ladas HaRambam, that by other Mulchamas, right, the Rambam holds, that by other Mulchamas you also require Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs. So that can't be according to the Rambam what the Sifri is talking about, Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs. Because Lefi the Rambam, בשאר המלחמות לא, צריך קבלת שבע מצוות. ולפי הספרי, if that's pshat in the ספרי, to be mechalek that by rishus you don't need kabbalah sheva mitzvot, and by mitzvah you do need kabbalah sheva mitzvot. So that wouldn't stem, that wouldn't dovetail with the Rambam, that wouldn't be consistent with the Rambam. So how's the Rambam going to deal with the ספרי? We don't want the ספרי to be a steer on the Rambam. So asked the Lechem Mishnah. So we have a number of kashas over here. And based on what we said earlier, we can answer. And that is, Shebis Zayin Amimin v'Amalek lo sagi b'kriya l'shalom. By the seven nations in Amalek, it's not enough to call out in peace. Why is it not enough to call out in peace? Because Akati b'nei Misa ninu, they're still chayiv Misa. So you called out in peace. Yeah, but that doesn't help change the fact that they're chayiv Misa. The Chayiv Misa. So what is the Kriya L'Shalom going to help you? Ubal Korcha Lafkos Hadin Al Yidei Chalos Ger Toisha. The only way to deal with it is saying, that when they become Mekabelim upon themselves to be Geri Toshav, so they're no longer Shiva Amimin and Amalek. So that's Mafkia for them, the shame Shiva Amimin and Amalek. And then Shuvah Habalei Bechlal Shara Milchamas. L'Yidei Kabbalah Shalom Einei Aragim. And now they're included in the other wars. Now they're included in the other wars that through Kabbalah Shalom, in the other wars, they're not killed. Right? In other words, once they're Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs, Amalek and the seven nations are Mekabel Zayin Mitzvahs. Now they're no longer Amalek in the Zayin nations, in the seven nations. And Memela, you can make peace with them now. Now they have the seven mitzvahs in hand, and by the other nations, the seven mitzvahs works. So now it's included in other wars. And when it comes to other wars, through if you're makabel shalom, they're not killed. In other words, the Zainam and Amalek are. Kabbalah Shalom doesn't help. The only thing that helps is them becoming Ois, the Shiva Amamin. And that's by and Amalek, by becoming not Ois means not the Shiva Amamin Amalek. And therefore, in their Makabal Zayin Mitzvahs, that's what that affects that, and therefore they're like Shar Amin. And that's from the Din, V'humi Adina Mavu'al B'sofa Parasha, Shalot Techeya Kol Neshama Shu Chiyuv Misa V'Kanal Shabak Korcha Lafka Al Yidei Chalois Gil Toshav. So we have a din by Shiva Amin of Leisachaya Kol Neshama. And that's a Chiyuv Misa. And the only way to deal with this Chiyuv Misa, to get around it, is that they're no longer Shiva Amin. And that's by becoming Gerei Toshav. Ve'al zeh, ko'amar ha-sifri, Shema shemruah v'tchila saparsho, desagi b'shalom gerede, ein ha-wela b'melchem esreshus. And now it's gevaldic. When the Sifri says that it's enough to be kukare l'shalom, that's only talking about a war of Rishus. That's only talking about a Mochemis Rishus. V'amnam hai shalom boi gam ken zayin mitzvah da'as ha-Rambam. V'chein tzidei ba-Ramban sham. So this piece that you're karei l'shalom, it requires zayin mitzvahs, according to the Rambam. And the Ramban also has it said like that as well. Ramban has it said also that you require a Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs by Melchemes Rishus. But again, when the Sifri says that the Melchemes Rishus Hakasif Medaber, what is the Sifri talking about? The Sifri is talking about that it's enough to be Makabel Shalom. All you need to do is have Shalom. They're Makabel Shalom. They're Makabel that there should be peace. And therefore there's peace. You don't touch them. Now this peace requires Sheva Mitzvahs, definitely according to the Rambam, and possibly according to the Ramban as well. But that's only Midin Shalom, not Midin Kabbalah Bifnei Gimel V'Chalos Geiris. Right? We said there's a difference between just being Makabel Sheva Mitzvahs in order to make peace, and by Melchemes Rishus. That's one thing. But that's this fundamentally different than Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs that creates a Nuchalos. That you need to be in front of three people and there's a Nuchalos now on this person. Masheke Melchemes Mitzvah lo sagila apisofa parsha. But at the end of the parsha, you see that by Melchemes Mitzvah, Kabbalah Shalom is not enough. In other words, Kabbalah Shalom with a sort of unofficial Kabbalah Sheva Mitzvahs is not sufficient. When it comes to a Melchemes Rishus, if they're Makabel Shalom, they can be Makabel Shalom. It also requires Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs, but it's a more informal type of Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. You don't need Kabbalah Bifnei Gimel, you don't need to accept in front of three people, you don't need Chalos Geiris. So that's all by Melchemes Rishus. But by Melchemes, and that's because of Sofa Parsha. Because what do we see by Sofa Parsha? By Sofa Parsha, we see by the Zayin Amimin, Lo Yisachaya Kol Neshama. So that would tell us that by the Zayin Amimin, Kabbalah Shalom is not enough. You need something additional. What do you need by the Zayin Amamin? You need Chalos Geirus. And that's what the Sifri is talking about. Faren for Divrei Ramban, Givaldik. So the Sifri is talking about, the Sifri says that when the Pasuk, the Parasha that starts, when you come to a city, you should call out in peace. What does it mean to call out in peace? To call out in peace means that, when is it talking about, in what context? It's talking about, says the Sifri, Melchemes Rishus. Because of Medaber, you should call out in peace when it is a war of a voluntary war. Melchemes Rishus Hakas of Medaber, and the Ramban says, what does it mean, Melchemes Rishus Hakas of Medaber? Not making Shalom. No, that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about making Shalom with or without the Zayin Mitzvahs. In other words, the critical point here is with or without Zayin Mitzvahs. You can always make Shalom. Everybody, you can make Shalom. The question is, in other words, is it enough just to have Kabbalah Shalom without any change in status? Or do you need to actually have a change in status? And that we see at the end of the parasha. Because it says, L'sachai kol nesham. So when it says here, you can just make peace without a change in status. Of course, it does require Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. But that does the Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs is an informal Kabbalah Zayin Mitzvahs. And therefore, that you make shalom, and the shalom doesn't require Kabbalah to have Zayin mitzvahs in a formal way, in a certified official government form way. But when it comes to Milchemes mitzvah, when it comes to Amalek and the Zayin Amamin, there, the Ramban would say, in Echinami, you can also make peace. But there, the peace, how is the peace made? The peace has to be made with Kabbalah Zayin mitzvahs in a formal way, in an official way. There has to be a Chaleis Geiris, and that's what the free says. Mechemes Rishus Medaber, that it's just Shalom without Zayin mitzvahs, and it's not Shalom with Zayin mitzvahs, meaning Zayin mitzvahs in an official way. There's no change in the Chalos of the person. So the Ramban is correct when he says that at the end of the, we understand the Ramban, when he says that this is a lechilik between Rishus and Mitzvah, is alluded to at the end of the Parsha. When is it alluded to the end of the Parsha? When it says, L'schai Kol Neshama. When it says L'schai Kol Neshama, it's telling us that just Kabbalah mitzvahs doesn't help by the Zayin Amamin. What do you need in addition to Kabbalah Zayin mitzvahs? You also need to have a Chaleis Geiris. Because there's Zayin Amamin, there's Chayiv Misa, so Kabbalah Shalom is not going to help. So if you need to have a change in status. And we also understand the Sifri that we quoted in a previous shir, that Ein HaKrovos B'Torah HaZos. That the Krovos, the nearby places, meaning the people in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have this Torah. Meaning, it's not enough to have Shalom Mas and Avdus. First, they have to be Mafkia their Chiyav, they have to remove their obligation of Chiyav Misa through the Din of Ger Toshev. But that doesn't mean that there's no Kriya L'Shalom. There is Kriya L'Shalom. There's Kriya L'Shalom after they change their status. So that is a beautiful way of resolving those issues. And now, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we are going to, Mitzvah Hashem, in the next shir, move on to Rashi and the Ravid, that it's enough to have Kabbalah Zayin mitzvahs. And we're going to see some Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to explain Rashi and the Ravid, and we still have a lot more to talk about, and I thank you so much for listening. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.